So I have a new guest with me in the studio this morning. Laura Gudermont is here to talk about curling. So thank you, Laura, for being with me this morning here in the studio.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. And that came through loud and clear, so I think we can dive right in with, I'll start by saying, when we first moved to Two Harbors, it was one of the very first things we heard about, and partly because the club was just front and center there, big curling club, and I was like, what's that? What's curling? And I had never heard of it, and I was educated quickly, and so curling has a long history in Two Harbors and maybe in our area in general, but especially here. Do you want to just share what you know a little bit about the history of the curling club here in Two Harbors?
Yes. Well, I'm an Osbachan, and so my family has been curling ever since really the beginning of it. Back in the 60s, I know that my father, Jim Osbachan, they put ice in the roundhouse down by the railroad down there. And they, the men started curling. And then I remember hearing stories from some of the older curlers when I first started that they did start a women's curling, but the men did not allow them to curl in the evening. So they had an afternoon, and I can't remember what day of the week, you know, I think it was like a Wednesday afternoon, but it had to be during the day hours.
Okay.
So I grew up as a rugrat in the curling club, and my mom and my dad both curled. And I can think of so many of the names, you know, Earl Myers, Rudy Puluth, Butch Haldeen, Giles Anderson, Bucko, we called him. Just all these curlers, you know.
Curling legends.
They really were. And you know, you learn from them. So my mom and dad curled. They were in state and national champions, mixed and men's. My mom and dad curled with Ron and Carol Jarvie. And then my brother started curling, and my sister curled, and then eventually I curled. I think I was the last one to curl. And then I've had nieces and nephews curling, so it's continued to be a family tradition.
Wow. And now when you say you started curling, does that mean is it sort of like ice time with an arena and a hockey rink? Like you just said, if you have your time, and then you go, and for those who are truly the uninitiated, I mean, it's a little bit like bowling, would you say, but it's on ice. I mean, I don't know how you want to describe it, but like just to give some people an idea.
An idea of what curling is?
Yeah.
Well, it's a 42-pound rock that you get down to the other end of the ice. It's a 150-foot-long piece of ice. Some kind of related a little bit to pool.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's more like pool.
Yeah, more like pool when you're hitting those rocks. But there's a lot more to it. I skip our team, and you have to be able to read the ice. You have to be able to read your curlers, knowing how well they come out of the hack, whether they're on your broom or not on your broom, your beginning curlers, your experienced curlers. So there's a lot more to the game, and you don't realize that until you really start playing.
Wow, that's enlightening and fun to hear about. And you are, are you on a team or are you individually playing?
No, I started a team. I actually, when I was 20, I moved out of the state down to Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, but I moved back in 95. And I curled for 2 years, and then my son went into hockey, so then I didn't curl again until 8 years ago.
Mm.
And I decided I'd be a skip, and I started with three brand new curlers, and we've been curling together for 8 years. We're on a league. We used to be on Monday Night League, which was an open league. And then this year, it was really exciting. We started a new women's league on Thursday nights. It's only six ends. Normally, curling is eight ends. But we've got a whole lot of new women curling just because it's just a more fun atmosphere, not as competitive.
Yeah.
I started two brand new curlers on my team.
Oh.
So it's just really exciting to see that come around again.
Yeah. So, and I'm guessing curling maybe originally was pretty male-dominated, and now it really is not so much. Or maybe they still have, you know, men's leagues and women's leagues, or most leagues are probably, you can be either one.
Yeah, most of the leagues we have are open.
Okay.
So we have a men's league on Wednesday night, an early league, and then on Monday night's open, Tuesday night's open, the Wednesday late league is open, and then there's a Thursday later league after women's that's open. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of curling.
It is.
How many people would you estimate are involved over over winter?
I think we have about 150 league members right now, which is really great. Yeah. But then we have our bond spills.
Tell us about those.
Yeah. So we have four major bond spills. We just had one, the North Shore Open bond spill, kind of a flavor of the North Shore. We do a lot of free food during it, kind of entice people to come and enjoy that.
Yeah.
And they did a North Shore flair on the food. I'm not sure, I'm not involved in that one, how many teams they ended up with. We like to get 24 to 32 teams.
Wow.
And usually everybody's guaranteed three games. The next spill coming up is the Jim Osbach and Memorial Bond spill. And that's at the end of the month, January 27th through the 29th.
Yep.
And then we have the 5-year and under waffle spill. So really a fun spill, and it's probably our most popular one. It fills up quickly because it's exciting for people that are more novice at the sport to come and play against other people that are, you know, have kind of the same skill level.
Yeah.
And then the waffles are great. They make a bunch of those Saturday morning, and it's just really fun.
Yeah. And a spiel is simply a sort of a welcoming introductory to curling and the social world around it event.
Yes, it's an event usually from Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And then in March, I think towards the middle of March, we have our mixed open spill.
Good. I'm glad we got all those recorded here so we can make sure to announce them. And how do you sign up for those or register? Or do you just show up?
Yeah, you register online as a team. And so if you just go to the twoharborscurlingclub.com, you can see our leagues and our bond spills and everything.
Okay. Do you have any idea of how many people come from farther than Two Harbors to do this? Like, how widespread is this?
Yeah, well, I would say the Jim Osbach and spill last year, you know, kind of coming out of COVID, we only had 16 teams. But we had teams from Brainerd, Mankato, St. Paul, Duluth, and Two Harbors, Grand Marais. So they really do come from everywhere.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. How many curling clubs are there in the state?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure.
But probably hundreds? Or who knows?
Yeah.
Are there more in Duluth?
There's one in Duluth. There's a big curling club in Duluth.
Okay.
Yeah, there's kind of, you know, a lot of small towns have them. I mean, I would guess 50, but I'm not for sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And then is there a way to get young people in particular involved, or is it more of an adult or just anybody?
Oh, no, absolutely. We have, so at the beginning of the season, we do a Learn to Curl, and that's a 2-day event where we really encourage any new curlers to come to that, and then we hope to get them signed up for league. So it gives them an idea what's going on, gets them acquainted to the sport, and then they can look and see what leagues and what people are willing to take on new curlers. We also have Kids Curl, which is on Sundays. And, gosh, I want to say the ages are like 6 to 12 or 14, so really young kids. And I've helped out with that in the past years. And it's just so much fun. I mean, some of those kids are really good curlers.
Yeah.
So that's a really good way to get young kids involved.
Get them started early.
Absolutely. And then we have the PE classes, the phys ed classes from the high school. They come.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow, you have got fingers in all all areas of the community. So the high schoolers, everyone gets at least one chance to curl.
Yep, a couple chances to do that. And then we also have junior curling, which we're hoping to get going at the end of the month.
Wow. So what's the extent of the season? Like, when does curling open and when does it close every year?
It opens in mid-November through March.
Okay. It's essentially, just like a regular winter sport. And then you're saying you have over 100 members and then probably many more people that are also just sort of interested. Obviously, it's past the time for the beginning of the season, Learn to Curl. If I'm a listener right now and I'm thinking I might want to try it, is there anything, like what would you suggest right now at this point?
Yes, we also, you can come in as a group. We have an event, so if you go to our website, there's an event spot there. There is a cost to it. I cannot remember exactly what it is, but you can bring. We have small groups to large groups, families that come in and just want to try curling, and we'll get some of our experienced curlers out there to give some lessons. So kind of some private lessons, give them some ice time. You can make pizzas, the bar's open, just kind of make a fun event of it.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, this has been really informative, Laura, and I want to make sure I have remembered to ask you everything that, oh, there was one, like most people, I've heard mostly vague stories about Olympian curlers coming from Two Harbors. I mean, obviously that we have some of the best curlers around here. Is there anything you want to share especially about that or about Olympic curlers from Two Harbors?
Well, I believe, you know, from Silver Bay, you have the O'Learys, Mike and Norma, that have been very involved in curling. And I believe, I thought I wrote a note on it because I didn't want to forget this. I'm trying to remember what.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, they're from Silver Bay. And Norma's curled with us for many years.
And she was on the Olympic team?
Not on the Olympic team, but she went to international play.
Okay.
And I know both her and her husband have received medals and excellent curlers. But otherwise, I don't know that we've had any other Olympians.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to clarify. Well, wonderful. It sounds like there's plenty to talk about. And for those that possibly might not know where the curling club is and also a good contact, Laura, let's finish with that.
Okay. Well, the curling club is where our golf course is. So right on the highway, kind of across from the campground there, but at the golf course. And as far as a contact, you know, you can go online for anything there. I am on the board, so you certainly could contact me and my information's there.
Okay. That all sounds great. Thank you so much, Laura. Anything else before we close?
No, thanks for having me.
Do you have an official role with the curling club?
We're all volunteer, but yeah. I'm the vice president right now on the board.
Okay. So I'm speaking with Laura Gudermont, vice president of the Two Harbors Curling Club. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll have you again.